Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Friday morning, heading into the last weekend of November, and it's been a very busy week as we reflect back and culminate all of the different stories that we've been following. The pipeline announcement yesterday, obviously one of the big ones, this MOU signed between Ottawa and Alberta. We had Premier Scott Moe on off the start of the show to talk about that. Obviously, he shows lots of positive momentum and comments based on not only what this means for Alberta and for the energy sector, but ultimately Saskatchewan. There's lots of groundwork and framework there that will benefit Saskatchewan going forward as well. I am curious to talk to someone from the federal government on it, and happy to say we've been able to connect with Canada's Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Tim Hodgson, who's very busy these days in light of everything going on. But we managed to catch Minister Hodgson for a quick chat, and I appreciate you taking our call, Minister. Thanks so much.
It's good to be on the show, Evan.
So the pipeline.
And by the way, I just want to say congratulations to Saskatchewan for the Grey Cup. That was a great day.
Hey, I'm always happy to start a conversation talking about the Grey Cup this year for sure. So thanks for that, Minister. We appreciate it. Yesterday, obviously, a fairly big day in terms of this pipeline MOU that was signed. Do you see this truly as a win-win between the federal government and Alberta? And maybe I can add on to that. What do you feel is the likelihood of this actually coming to fruition?
So I think it was a very very significant moment yesterday, because what it showed is that there's a shared understanding between the federal government and provincial governments that we are in a moment. We are in a hinge moment, as the Prime Minister says. We have had economic rupture. The global trading system is putting real pressure on Canadians, and I know farmers in Saskatchewan are feeling that with some of the getting caught in these trade wars, and we need to respond. And we need to respond by growing our energy and natural resources sectors so that we can retool our economies and build Canada strong. Now, we're going to do that in an environmentally responsible way, and we're going to do it in partnership with First Nations. And we have complete agreement on that with Alberta and with between the federal government. And so now we got to do the hard work of rolling up our sleeves and making that happen. And the agreement was about more than just a particular pipeline. It was about building a whole new industry around carbon capture, storage, and utilization. We will be building the largest project in the world. It will create exportable technology all over the world for Canadians. It talks about interties between Saskatchewan and Alberta and British Columbia to strengthen our electricity grids. It talks about advancing nuclear energy, which is no carbon source of baseload power, and it talks about building data centers. So there's a number of initiatives under the MOU which will be about building Canada strong.
Is there, we've heard lots of talk about the work that is yet to be done. And obviously, it's no secret the Premier of BC is not supportive of this. In fact, he's called this an unnecessary distraction. He said the coastal First Nations are not in favor. Does the federal government have a role, or is this now all on Alberta's shoulders to get through that negotiation?
So the MOU lays out a number of work streams. They're laid out clearly in the MOU. One of the work streams is the opening up of a dialogue between the Alberta government, the BC government, and the federal government. The federal government will be at the table working with each of the provinces to figure out how we grow our economy. Again, I come back to this is going to be work. We've got some challenges in front of us, but that's what Canadians expect of their politicians. We are in this hinge moment. We are in this economic rupture. Canadians have had a trade war declared on them. They didn't ask for it, but we need to win it. And so we need to roll up our sleeves as the political leaders in this country and get this done for Canadians.
Can I ask this question? Minister Tim Hodgson is my guest, the Canadian Minister of Energy and Natural Resources. Does the Premier in BC have veto power on this agreement, or is it baked into the MOU that the federal government ultimately has the final say?
So I'm assuming you're referring to
the pipeline.
Yeah,
yeah.
The legal reality is clear. The approval of an interprovincial pipeline rests with the federal government. That being said, the proponent here has said they want to refer the project to the Major Projects Office. What we have said, and this is for every project that's been referred to the Major Projects Office, including the Foran mine in Saskatchewan, which has been referred to the Major Projects Office, is the proponent needs to work with the affected jurisdiction. In the case of Foran, it would be Saskatchewan, and needs to work with the affected First Nations to get support. And so that is what Alberta has signed up for. That's what, as a federal government, we will make sure happens. And so I think there's a path here so we don't ever have to get to that situation.
Minister Hodgson, we saw one of the cabinet ministers for your government resign. Stephen Guibo made that announcement yesterday. I've heard that other MPs within the Liberal caucus, especially some from BC, weren't happy about this. Is there now, the dust has settled, is there a unanimous Liberal caucus on this decision to sign this MOU?
Look, we're committed as a government to meet the moment. I'll come back to what I started with. I think the Liberal government was elected because we know, and Canadians know, we are at a hinge moment. We are seeing the impact of that economic rupture. Again, you just have to ask canola farmers in Saskatchewan whether or not we're in a trade war. We were elected to do the hard work to get through this. And I think one of the reasons that Premier Mo and our Prime Minister are working so effectively together is they share that understanding. They know that we've got some hard work ahead of us, but this country is the best country in the world, and it's worth fighting for. We're going to roll up our sleeves and do that.
So maybe let me ask this, Minister, is we saw the departure of Stephen Guibo, who I know I saw an interview with you yesterday where you said he was a friend and a colleague, but you supported this decision. Are we going to see further changes inside your Liberal cabinet as a result of what feels like maybe a bit of a shift on climate?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that's ultimately the Prime Minister's decision, but I think we have a clear understanding that we're about results, not how we get there. The Prime Minister is committed to growing the economy in an environmentally responsible way, in partnership with First Nations. We've got a path forward for doing that with Alberta right now through this MOU. We will work the same way with Saskatchewan. We'll work the same way with all of the provinces. I think all of our caucus is comfortable with that.
I see a quote here from Prime Minister Mark Carney that says, "A climate strategy based solely on regulations and prohibitions will not achieve our climate objectives, not least because it will fail to generate the alignment of interests required for this historic undertaking." Is this a signal, Minister Hodgson, that this Liberal government is moving away from the path that the former Liberal government was taking on climate?
Look, I wasn't in the former Liberal government, so that's hard for me to respond to. What I can say is this government is clear. To meet this moment, we need to grow our energy and natural resources. We need to do that in an environmentally responsible way, and we need to do that in partnership with First Nations. If we do that, we will protect our economic sovereignty. We will keep the greatest country in the world, and we'll be the strongest growing economy in the G7. You know, the Prime Minister has said his climate competitiveness strategy and his economic strategy will attract $1 trillion of investment to Canada. That's what we need to put Canadians to work. That's what we need to show young people that there's a future in this country, and that's what we're going to do.
Minister, I know you're on a tight timeline, so I appreciate you giving us some time for a check-in this morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you. Take care.
Minister Tim Hodgson is the Canadian Minister of Energy and Natural Resources. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we might as well call phone lines open officially now and text lines 1-877-332-8255. Do you think this pipeline is going to get built? The MOU has been signed. The groundwork has been laid, but there's a lot of obstacles ahead. Is it going to get built? Your thoughts leading into Bugs and Hugs at 10 o'clock here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.